This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to give you a heads up. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Cool? John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5, Acts 4, 12, 1 Corinthians 11, 1. You get the point. It's all in there. You know who we who we submit to here. He is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion. Now, folks, I just, again, we've got much to cover here. We're going to be talking about John Rappaport, New York Times reporter who confesses to being used by the CIA. We've covered this for years, friends, exposing this. Dr. Udo Ufkat exposed it after writing a book about the control of the CIA and the six corporations and all the journalists globally. This is nothing new. If you want to go online, just go ahead and find out new information. Go to Operation Mockingbird, YouTube it, Google it, Yahoo it, Bing it. Whatever the case might be, it will pop up. You can watch the video. The CIA has been intermeddling with our information for a long, long time in this country. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But what his job was, this New York Times reporter, in his confession, not only to be used or being used by the CIA, but he also said that it was his job to make anti-vaxxers to appear wacko. Did you hear that? To appear wacko. Now, taking it in real time, we just listened during the break on conservative outlets as to how there's going to be 300 million vaccinations available. Well, I didn't know that anybody was waiting for a vaccination. Matter of fact, what I've been paying attention to is a lot of doctors across the globe, not just in the United States of America, but the hundreds of thousands that have debunked the narrative that the government is perpetuating and promulgating on a 24/7 basis in order to get us to accept their vaccinations. I also wanted to let you know we're going to be talking about this in just a couple minutes, too. We just kind of segued right into that without me even actually acknowledging purposely as to what we're going to be talking about. But we're going to go to Ben Swan, too, and show you how in certain colleges in the United States, they're actually teeing it up right now, friends, to basically manipulate the people in this country to accept their vaccinations and how they're doing it. We'll be giving you some audio in just a couple of minutes. But they're riding roughshod, friends, right over the narrative of the facts. This is why, again, the big tech companies are expunging videos that are telling you the truth about the narrative because it doesn't work for their narrative. But again, what are we listening to? Well, 300 million vaccinations are going to be ready by December or January or February or March. Man, it's the quickest vaccination, the quickest cure known to mankind, isn't it, friends? It almost sounds like it was pre-planned. Well, it was. We covered that all day yesterday. This has been going on for a long time in this country. Year after year in this country, they have been teeing this up, friends, to force vaccinations on the behest of who? Bill Gates. And keep in mind, Bill Gates, out of his own mouth, do your own homework, friends. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. He wants to depopulate the world. But keep in mind, the vaccinations don't apply to him and his family. Are you going to roll over in the face of this, America? Because we're not made out of that stuff. Because I can tell you right now, as for me and my house, we are not going to roll over in the face of this. But again, look at the message, friends. They're almost available. Nobody's asking for them. People are still talking about the narrative, how it's being debunked, why the president of the United States of America has given platform to special interest groups and these employees of Bill Gates, and why him and Anthony Fauci seem to be best of buddies right now, and they both agree with each other concerning what they're pushing for concerning this narrative and vaccinations. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, friends, the same ones selling you the virus are the same one selling you the vaccination. Nothing new under the sun. Some will say, Bradley, there's a lot of confusion. Yes. Order out of chaos. The question you have to answer is, who's created the chaos? The same ones that want to bring in the order. Okay? What have they said over and over and over again? Well, things aren't going to go back to normal until what? The vaccinations. That's what we're hearing. Okay, well then, who created the chaos? The same ones bringing in the order. Again, friends, simple lessons to learn. And we're not even talking about just a Hegelian dialectic, two steps forward, one step back. They got their foot in the door. No, it's way beyond that, friends. And I don't know if you're sick and tired of what's going on in this country, but I'm sick and tired of the compliance coming from people that should know better. And it's interesting, the compliance is coming from people that don't agree with what's going on, but yet they're complying. They're double-minded men. The Bible's clear. James 1, double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. And it shows you who that they put their trust into. And if you read Isaiah 30, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about, because they're going to reap the curse if they keep submitting themselves to that of the state or the government that works for you. Okay? We trust the Lord. There's a blessing there. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Okay? Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Which brings me to this as well. Senator Scott Jensen from Minnesota, you probably know him nationally. He is the doctor and the senator out of the state of Minnesota that is asking the question as to where Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota, is getting his delegated authority from. Nobody knows. None of the senators know. None of the representatives know. Isn't that interesting, friends? But so that should tell you that he's not working for we the people, but he's working for a government that is foreign to who we the people are. He's a traitor. He's a Judas. Read Luke 22, verse 48. But what is Scott Jensen telling us? Well, brand new, friends. Never have I felt so lied to. Never have I felt so lied to. By who? The CDC. The powers that are tolerated, corruption in government, and the medical industry, and big pharma. That's who he's talking about. Never have I felt so lied to. They're not telling us the truth. This is coming directly from another doctor, one of hundreds of thousands of doctors on the planet, of course. But what we have seen is, again, I shared with you yesterday, it's not a virus that's under attack, America. It's you and your God-given rights that are under attack. You know, but what we need to understand is, us peasants, it only applies to us. It doesn't apply to the demigods, right? No. As a matter of fact, I'm going to come right back on the other side of this break. And did you all hear about, the mask mandate pusher, Diana Feinstein, this devil from California? Did you see that she walked through the Washington airport without a guess what? See, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3. They're cursed people. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the most censored news outlet in America, I believe, at this point. Go over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. Friends, you are being inundated by the CIA-controlled narratives on a global basis. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you need to understand. And if you don't understand that, you're going to continuously drink from the faucet that they continuously fuel up and well up. And I'm talking about drinking the Kool-Aid that they serve up, friends. It's all propaganda. Again, I'm not making this up. This is all factual information, and it's easy to find. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you will find the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on YouTube and Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. I know that there's a lot of people asking questions right now. If you want to ask a question, if you want to contend, if you want to set me straight, if you want to bring something to the table, you want to weigh in, whatever the case might be, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting before the end of the last segment, friends, that this devil that's been tolerated in California, Dianne Feinstein, this little Gestapo who's been there for a long, long time, she's caught walking throughout the airport in Washington, D.C. without a mask on. Boy, isn't that crazy how that works? Nancy Pelosi, she goes to a salon, she gets busted without her mask on, but yet these are the ones pushing mandates for you and I to wear masks. So what does it come to? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the California said representative who urged the Federal Aviation Administration in writing in June to impose a national mandate on all workers and travelers in the country's aviation system, was captured on camera Friday at Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C., without wearing a mask. Isn't it amazing how this works? Yesterday, I spent the time, friends, sharing with you the Pennsylvania governor and a state rep, as they like to be called. They're not representing we the people, mind you, but she calls herself a state rep that said that they were teeing up for political theater. In other words, they're actors putting on a show, so they put their masks on. Just like Anthony Fauci, friends, you can rest assured that he's taken his mask off. Oh, wait a second. I remember when he was testifying in a congressional hearing not too long ago where the cameras were off, or so he thought, and all of a sudden he pulls his mask off. Isn't this interesting? And I want to tell you how poisoned the well has been, and how poisoned it has become in Washington, D.C. All of those that you thought were the good guys walking around with masks, you better all the well understand they know exactly what's going on behind closed doors. Nothing's being done. They're already talking about the vaccination, friends, and what it comes down to is you need to resist. You need to do for yourself what nobody else is going to do for you. You must resist. Period. Well, what if they say, you know, they're going to come in and take me out and do this, that, and the other thing? Well, then let them do it. Let them do it. That's better than being injected with poison, isn't it? Baby DNA? I mean, folks, we just did a show last week sharing with you during a deposition and a nurse all the ingredients found in vaccinations. And the Bible is clear in Leviticus 19:19 that you're not to mix blood. Period. And again, considering the source, Bill Gates, his dad working for Planned Parenthood, him wanting to depopulate the world, and of course, just like Feinstein and just like Pelosi, you know what? These vaccinations, these masks, these lockdowns, like the governors throughout the United States, it doesn't apply to them, friends. It just applies to us. Don't you see how this works? They've lost their role. They've lost their place. And furthermore, Bill Gates, might I remind you, is not a licensed doctor, nor is he an elected representative. So why are you listening to him? Why, the question I'd have for you Trump supporters, why is Donald Trump parroting everything that he's told? If you can't figure it out from that point on, friends, I can't help you. I really can't. But Feinstein caught without a mask in Washington Airport. What I'm going to do right now while I have you, I'm going to go over to these outlets, and I'm going to post them on the left side of the page, so you can see for yourself. And you can watch the videos. There's one, and I will go over to the other one in just a moment here, friends. Again, we're doing live radio, but it's important that I know that you guys are asking for these articles and videos. I want you to see everything for yourself as to what's taking place, because I don't want to be accused of something that's not true, okay? So here are the articles, and here are the sources. I just posted them for you. Go out and check them out, cross-check them, and you'll understand exactly why we're warning the American people as to what's going on. And I want you to keep in mind, too, be encouraged, okay? I know people are just freaking out. Some people are freaking out. Those that are paying attention aren't. But those that aren't, they're scared. What they're afraid of, I know not. But the bottom line is in other countries across the globe, there's mass protesting going on right now because they're talking about second lockdowns because of COVID-19. Now, if the people on a global scale really thought there was a virus and they really thought that their lives were under threat by a mysterious, invisible virus, don't you think that they would take proper precautions? No, but that's not what's happening. The government's coming in through forced compliance, and the people are beginning to resist because they see what it's all about. This is happening in Israel. This is happening in Australia. This is happening in the UK. This is happening in France. This is happening in Germany. It's beginning to happen in America because Americans have had enough of this. By the way, you have some representatives that are actually coming out and telling you the truth. And I want to tell you why they're starting to tell you the truth, because they are beginning to become uncovered. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:12. Okay? It's all coming to the light now. And people are beginning to see all the lawsuits begin to flurry and rain down upon these corrupt representatives that need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. There's the answer that you're looking for right there. Hold your said representatives accountable concerning their crimes. I'm not talking about voting them out. No, because if you just vote them out, guess what? You're giving them allotted time to continuously destroy, and then you're encouraging the next representative to come in and do even worse than the last one did. You need to send the message found when you peruse the U.S. Constitution. You need to hold them accountable, Article 2, Section 4, and then you need to prosecute them for their crimes after they're impeached. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, they don't have a right to violate the law. Okay? I want you to listen to me again. Said representatives in this country, from the president to the Supreme Court to the three branches all the way down, representatives, senators, congressmen, whatever the case is, they don't have a right to violate law. And they are acting outside of their scope of authority. Enough is enough. Okay? Let's move on to the next topic, line upon line, precept upon precept. Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just wrote this morning, CIA, mockingbirds are confessing their lies. Okay, one even said it was his job to make anti-vaxxers appear wacko. Really? The CIA is telling their little puppets through the teleprompters, this is now what you're going to say, or else. Forget about the or else right now. We've already seen the or else through Udo Ufcott, who exposed the CIA media control. They actually killed him a year later, just for the record. That's a fact. You can go online. Udo Ufcott, CIA, exposes, writes a book. A year and a half later, he's dead under mysterious circumstance. Of course, he probably shot himself 14 times in the head with a 12-gauge. That's probably what they want you to believe. Next, right? But going back to this article, friends, look what's going on here. Now it's their job? Former CBS Health Watch reporter and author of Matrix Collection, John Rappaport, fired out a lengthy email in which he dealt with a recent story out of the New York Times concerning the COVID-19 vaccine written by a professed CIA mockingbird named Hill Regis. Regis confessed to being used by the CIA in order to make it appear that those who opposed vaccines are wackos. Friends, he was a plant. He was a plant, period. Rappaport wrote, more than once after I've written and published a piece along these lines, someone asks me, did that really happen? The answer is no, but it would if public figures confessed their crimes. This is an insider, friends. This is an insider. If public figures confessed their crimes, it would. He said our paper, the New York Times, is the most trusted news source in the world, according to them, apparently. Lately, we've been devoting pages to first-person accounts of lockdown experiences during the pandemic. And he said yesterday, owing to the exhaustion of our editors, we published a piece by a resident of Riverhead, Long Island, without properly vetting the text. He said, we apologize for the error. I'm going to bring more information back to you in just a moment, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Yeah, so he's having mild symptoms, but he's feeling good. He's in good spirits. I spoke to him last night.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on President Trump's condition. McEnany continues on Fox News.
He absolutely was hard at work and was feeling good then. He did a long Hannity interview right here on this network. He's feeling good, but again has those mild symptoms, as the chief confirmed this morning.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill have tested negative for coronavirus. The former vice president will be campaigning in Michigan later on Friday. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi hopeful a deal will be reached with the White House regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. Pelosi holding off on a vote to help the struggling airline industry in hopes that a bigger deal could be reached. You're listening to USA Radio News. The last jobs report before the November election is out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
The unemployment rate in September fell to 7.9%, according to new statistics from the Labor Department. It's the fifth month in a row to see a drop in the unemployment rate. However, the economy added fewer jobs than expected last month, gaining 661,000 new positions, falling short of forecasts. That's also down from the 1.4 million jobs added in August.
In more economic news, White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just taking this in stride, and I am posting these articles for your... Well, go ahead and study them out on your own leisure, friends. But again, cross-check everything we're talking about. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat again if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Someone's talking about Leviticus 19:19 right now, and I just want to make clear that you understand what it says. It says don't mix anything, okay? When he said, you shall keep my statutes, right? This is Leviticus 19:19. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with the diverse kind. It doesn't say anything about human beings doing it because it's just forbidden in the first place. Okay, thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed, so don't mix seed. Don't mix anything. Then he talks about other examples. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Hey, folks, let me just take it a step further, okay? For those that want to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel without paying attention to the common sensity of what the Word of God says, have you paid attention? Have you taken the time to understand what's in vaccinations? Because we just did a show on this last week. Just unthinkable, unthinkable ingredients they're putting into these vaccinations. And this chloroquine, by the way, that does work, they took it off the market. They want their answers that Bill Gates is paying to give you. That's what this is all about. He's a devil. He's a sick-minded joker, okay? He doesn't want to vaccinate his family. So when I make reference to Leviticus 19:19, I'm not going to mix with that devil. I'm not going to accept anything from that devil. He belongs in jail for crimes against humanity, at least, okay? Common sense. So do I need you? Do I need to talk you into not receiving anything from the likes of a Bill Gates? He's a criminal. He's warped. He's a reprobate. It means he doesn't have the spirit to judge rightly. He wants to depopulate the world. Do you understand when I'm bringing up Leviticus 19:19 now? Why you're not supposed to mix? That's why. Okay? He wants to depopulate. And guess what? He's the one selling you the virus. He's also accusing you, anti-vaxxers, if you refuse to take it. He said you're responsible for killing kids. This is how sick this guy is. That is straight out of Revelations 12:10. Read Revelations 12:10. Accuser of the brethren. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Okay? So I address that. Let's go to the next point here. I want to play some audio from Ben Swan, who actually did a recent study, an expose, finding that these colleges, namely Yale, is actually contriving ways of manipulating the people to take the vaccination. Do you need to tell a sick person? Do you need to manipulate a sick person? Let me put it that way. Do you need to manipulate a sick person into taking something that's going to make him healthy? Absolutely not. But this is what the government's doing behind closed doors right now. Again, why? Because they've lost the narrative. They've lost the narrative. This is why they're forcing compliance. This is why Donald Trump, that some of you people believe is still looking out for, and he's just well-intended. Is he? Really? He wants to use the military to make sure you get your vaccination. Really? Does he need to use the military to get those vaccinations to you? If it was really... Folks, people would be driving in droves to the hospitals right now. Nobody would have had to told them what they're supposed to do or how they were supposed to do it. And again, it shows forced compliance. And again, this is un-American. It's illegal on every step of the way, friends. And I can say it in so many different ways, but you get the point. I want you to listen to Ben Swan talk about what's going on in Yale and how they're trying to manipulate people into actually taking the vaccinations. And then we'll come right back to this. Go ahead, Sam.
A lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccine that, of course, isn't even on the market yet. And yet, when the world's most rushed vaccine does finally make it to the public, and sooner or later it will, the question becomes, how many people will actually line up to take it? Now, this is a question that is frustrating governments and certainly vaccine makers and people like Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci, who want to make sure that the entire American population does receive the vaccine. The problem is, even with the current flu vaccine, about half of the country never bothers to get it. So how do you convince people to get the coronavirus vaccine? And that's where Yale University has stepped in. Before we get to the findings of how their study is being conducted, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, ISC.media.
Let's just go a little bit fast forward to that and just go like 30 seconds.
Right now by social media companies. And by the way, we're running an equity crowdfunding
raise. This is Ben Swan, friends, and he's going to do an expose. They can go ahead and play that out.
So let's talk about this Yale study, which has just been leaked, that is being done at Yale University. And the goal of this study, of about 4,000 participants, is being done with one purpose: how to convince Americans to take the coronavirus vaccine. Now, keep in mind, the coronavirus vaccine that's out front that most seems likely to get to market first is one being created by Moderna alongside the National Institutes of Health. Bill Gates is a funder in this. Dr. Anthony Fauci, obviously, with his NIH, is a big part of this. And remember, of course, Moderna, for their part, has never actually brought a drug, any drug ever, all the way through FDA regulations and trials to get a drug to market. They've never done it. And yet they are the company leading the way on this brand new coronavirus vaccine. So Yale University researchers are now looking at a 4,000-person study to try to figure out how to best create messaging, though the right term really should be manipulation
right.
to persuade Americans to take this vaccine when it does come to market. The study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. Participants are randomized to one of 12 arms, with one control arm and one baseline arm. We will compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine at 3 and 6 months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms to the two control arms. Study participants are recruited online by Lucid, which matches census-based sampling in online recruitment. So take a look here at the arms and interventions. They use a sham comparator control, a control message about bird feeding. 2 out of 15 of the sample will be assigned to the pure control group, which is a passage on the costs and benefits of bird feeding. Under that are the experimental comparators. For instance, the experimental personal freedom. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this intervention, which is a message about how COVID-19 is limiting people's personal freedom, and by working together to get enough people vaccinated, society can preserve its personal freedom. Which, of course, makes no sense at all. You will have personal freedom if you comply and do what everyone else is doing, regardless of how you feel about it.
Listen carefully.
Another experimental, social pressure through guilt. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated, and society must work together to get enough people vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the guilt they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Another social pressure they want to use? Embarrassment. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the embarrassment they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease.
Wow.
Then they're trying to use the social pressure, anger. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message. The message is about the danger that COVID-19 presents to the health of one's family and community. The best way to protect them is by getting vaccinated and by working together to make sure that enough people get vaccinated. Then it asks the participant to imagine the anger they will feel if they don't get vaccinated and spread the disease. Now, here's my favorite one. Trust in science.
Yeah.
1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message about how getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the most effective way of protecting one's community. Vaccination is backed by science. If one doesn't get vaccinated, that means that one doesn't understand how infections are spread or who ignores
science. You see what they're
science.
Doing? They're shaming
trust
you into getting
science,
the vaccination.
They say, is not based upon trusting the fact that, by the way, not all vaccinations work for all people. And by the way, even the flu vaccine that is taken by millions of people every year only affects 60 to 40% of those who actually get the vaccine. We'll talk about more about that in a minute, because the CDC's own numbers show only 40 to 60% of the people who take the flu vaccine actually have benefit from it. And finally, the experimental not bravery arm. 1/15 of the sample will be assigned to this message, which describes how firefighters, doctors, and frontline medical workers are brave. Those who choose not to get vaccinated against COVID-19 are not brave.
Do you see what's going on here, friends? Okay, that's good. Thank you. Hey, listening to this, friends, this is Ben Swan. Yale's doing studies now how to manipulate the people on so many different fronts. So many different methods, how to shame people into taking a vaccination. Again, if the people knew that this was legit, you wouldn't have to try to talk them into getting a medicine that's going to help them. That's insanity. But this is what they're doing. It's insanity for you to suggest that this is legitimate. There's nothing legitimate about it, my friends. Nothing. It's about control. Let's just call it for what it is. It is about depopulation. Friends, let me say it this way. You have a government that is the reflection of the American people, because when we read the Declaration of Independence, it says they derive, our government, it's an extension of we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. The American people who are the government, when you read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, it starts out with we the people. We are the government, period. You all get that, okay? They are only doing what you are allowing them to do. Okay? So when you complain about corruption in government, you're complaining about your reflection. Okay? When you look at 330 million people, in doing nothing but standing back, complaining about 545 that refused to do their job by upholding those laws they swore to uphold. That's a reflection of the American people, and it's also a part of God's judgment. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, to the end of both chapters. America, this is why you're in trouble today, because you failed to keep His commandments in dealing with the corrupt. We'll be right back in a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says He will spew us out of His mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, I just got to say this, friends. I'm just watching all the replies right now. Not only is there 131 radio stations listening to us right now, not only are we number one and number two throughout the week on Genesis Communication Networks, not only do we broadcast into 53 countries, but we're on several different outlets right now where I can see the response of the people. You know, I just want to say this. For all those that are complaining about our ads, this is live radio. Okay, this is going globally right now. This is also a ministry, and if people would take the time to understand that we are supported by you, the people, not by the ad companies, because we don't serve a golden calf here, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. You know, the fact of the matter is people are so sick and tired of these prosperity gospels. You know, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. That's not us. We've never been a begging ministry. But if you want that all to end, the best way to do that is to support us where we're actually growing rather than maintaining where we're at. And the way that you do that is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and become a son or a daughter of liberty today. Okay? But I'm just tired of people's shots all the time. You know, if you're tired of the ads, then move on. Move on. Listen to your favorite show where he's going to tell you everything you want, because you sit there with your itching ears and you keep up teachers to itch those itching ears. That's not me. It never will be me. Even if I wanted to be that guy, I couldn't. I'm not a Jimmy. My name is Jimmy Preacher neither, but I do understand we got to make sense out of what we're doing here. So if this doesn't fit your narrative, bye. You want other information. You want to be appeased because you've got to wait an extra 30 seconds or 60 seconds because of these sponsors that have to pay for the airtime. That's fine. Then move along, okay? Well, I've never heard anybody do that before. That's right. You haven't, because I'm not here to please men. I'm here to please God. And the way to do that is to unload the truth, the law of truth that's in my mouth. That's my job, okay? I'm not a people pleaser. And the fact of the matter is, we're not going to sell out the anointing because some of you just might be offended by it. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. That's just where things are at, folks. Listen, we started the show off talking about several different things. I got over into an article of Tim Brown, senior editor, CIA mockingbirds are confessing their lies. One even said it was his job to make anti-vaxxers appear wacko. I just played some audio from Ben Swan, who is showing you how Yale University is coming up with methods to manipulate the American population into submitting to the vaccinations. Every step of the way, this is fraudulent, friends. Every single step of the way. I wanted to go over to another article because I just want to really load this up so you can understand how far gone these people are, that they continuously perpetuate their lies and their fraud concerning COVID-19 to the degree that they have sensationalized it out to be. Okay. This was written back in July of 2020, July 16th. And I wrote about another one comes forward. CBS reporter said virus is one of the greatest frauds. So you have some people on the inside. The Lord always has them there, and he'll open their eyes for the people to hear and to see just in time. But what we had, friends, is a CBS Health Watch reporter, John Rappaport, who was writing on the so-called epidemics for 30 years, and after writing 150 articles on COVID-19 and coronavirus, he has now come to the conclusion, this is July of 2020, just this last year, he's come to the conclusion that the virus is one of the greatest frauds in American history. This is one of their useful idiots. And by the way, if you repented, 2 Corinthians 7:10, John, I high-five you, brother. Thank you for coming out and telling us the truth. Rappaport's site, No More Fake News, exposes the matrix that he refers to it in daily reports, tons of information. In his July 9th post, Rappaport wrote that after writing an article on every major assertion he addresses in his report, he can sum it all up this way. Deaths labeled COVID have nothing to do with the purported virus. Now, I can reiterate... And I can play, I can put it in rewind and play for you again, friends, how in Florida there was 333 labs that every one of those tests came back positive, just to show you how they're manipulating and manufacturing the death tolls. I played some audio for you yesterday from Ron Paul, where he came out and said the CDC came clean. Okay? I can go back and tell you how your said representatives are making war against you, America, through this fraud. As a matter of fact, over the last couple of days, I've been highlighting the fact that Dianne Feinstein, we have none other than Nancy Pelosi, they're not wearing masks, but these are the mask pushers. You know, I can tell you about the governors that mandated all these businesses to be shut down, 100,000 businesses, which, by the way, 55% will never reopen again. But, folks, what you didn't pay attention to is the fact that they didn't close down their businesses. And I want to remind you, while all of these businesses are being closed down, keep in mind, as you suffer, the constituents suffer, guess what? Big corporations, hand in glove with corrupt representatives, are flourishing like mad. They're flourishing like mad. You're under the judgments of God. That's what you are. Why? Because you fail to keep his commandments in dealing with the corrupt. Read Isaiah 56. Oh, my goodness, folks. The first five books of the Bible teach us nothing but righteous judgment. You know, and I know some people will just say, well, Bradley, you know, that's just not the gospel. Well, what was the cross? I'm curious. That was a judgment upon sin, was it not? Yes, it was. Upon the enemy of men's souls? Yes, it was. And it was also the love that God demonstrated through Jesus Christ to mankind and his willingness to be the propitiation for our sins to redeem us back unto him. Is that true? Absolutely it is. If the Bible doesn't teach us right from wrong through God's moral law, then what does it teach us? What we hear today is ignorant people talk about thou shalt not judge. The fact of the matter is you better get back to using the judge's word and judge right and wrong, because if you don't, you're going to lose your country. And if you knew anything about what you were talking about, you wouldn't say things like that, because judgment guards our liberty. And what you're failing to do is to magnify the law against corruption in your government to bring the judgment that they failed to bring, that you might know righteousness and peace within the gate, Amos 5:15. Come on, guys. When are you going to wake up to what's going on here? You know, everybody gets excited about the president talking about prosecution of the corrupt, though 5 years later he hasn't prosecuted a one who promises to bring back in the rule of the law. Everybody's excited about that, which he has failed to do. And then we sit back and wonder why the wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest are exalted. Psalm 12:8. You really just cannot make up what's going on here. And it's interesting that Jesus came to magnify God's law. He didn't come to abrogate it. I want you to hear something. I shared this with my wife the other day. And I was reading through Isaiah, and I think it's important for you to listen to this. It's found in Isaiah 9:6. And it tells us, and I want to put this into context just so you can understand how the modern day hirelings, John 10:12, have misconstrued through omission God's word. Okay? It tells us this, we all hear this, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Yep, that's America, the Mosaic Institution, right? And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yep, amen. And Lord, I'm not mocking you, I'm just trying to make a point here. And I speak as a man. Let's go to verse 7, what does it say? It tells us this, of the increase of his government, and peace shall be there no end. Upon the throne of David, who is set as a light, because we are the seed of David, to do what? To deal with corruption. The church is called to be the light of the world in reproving darkness, right? Ephesians 5:11. Yeah, that comes into play too, doesn't it? Interesting. But let's go back to this. Of the increase of his government, line upon line, precept upon precept, and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with what? Judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is the branch of David. Folks, our government is set upon common law called the Mosaic Institution. And there's judgment that needs to be pronounced upon the heads of the wicked. And when you put it into context, scripturally, the mercy of God is when he brings judgment upon the heads of the wicked in protecting the innocent. And you have over 300,000 pulpits in America today that advocate the crimes that the government is pushing today against we the people. Do the math. Our sin is finding us out, right? Our sin is finding us out. I was making a point a couple segments ago about what's taking place in this country. People are afraid. You have 330 million people that are afraid to deal with corruption in Washington, D.C. Shame on you. Shame on you. 330 million people in this country sit back and allow 545 individuals that don't know how to magnify the law or keep their oath, and you're afraid of them. It's time to get real, America. Justice guards our liberties.
anytime, any place. It's the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.